We invite you to listen and grow to this power business and lifestyle magazine show with hosts Paul and Debreeze, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling you softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We are in, we are up and running, yes, and welcome to another week with Paul Rees on UK Health Radio. Oh my word, has it been a fantastic week? We are out. Do you know what? It just comes round so fast also. But hey, that's time in itself. No, they say you can make time as slow and as quick as you want, but yet time is its own commodity. So you think, I remember I was in America once and this lady showed me how to elongate my days by simply extending your hands and your arms and saying, my day's going to be longer. And it's a mental thing, but it worked. And I often do that, you know, I try and elongate my days. And I think more so because I want life to be double the time to what I had for the last 57 years. So I'm definitely looking to treble my time in life. And you can do that. It is a mindset game. But you know what? Yeah, what a week, what a week. I mean, it is a time when we are all kind of looking for something different, something where we can become more purposeful within ourselves. But to be purposeful within yourself, you have to know who you are. There's all these things that kind of make up this kind of, I'm going to say this, authentic, I don't want to use that word authentic, it's so overused, it truly is. I mean, but there are many realizations, insights, and enlightening moments that you need within yourself, that you need to experience within yourself in order to become, I'm going to say, sort of unwound and more in tune, aligned, in touch. All these kind of words come with, I'm going to say, debugging. Can I say that? Debugging, decluttering, you know, yourself as a human being. But trust me, all those kinds of insights, there is a whole train wreck of emotions that are linked to this, that are linked to what makes up this unique fingerprint of who you are as an emotional individual. And I have someone with us today that just absolutely gets all this, understands all this crazy baggage that we bring with us from our generations, decades, I'm going to say, of family tree and everything that comes with the craziness of actually just being part of a family. I mean, we say, you know, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Absolutely right. Now, you know, listeners, I do. I love my family, but darn blast and all those things that come with words I can't use on my radio show today, I have wanted to use them, have used them. I have screamed inward, outward, back, front, up, down, and all those things from the love of what we say is family. Whilst family is love, it's also frantically frustrating. It truly is. But hey, let's not knock it, you know. It's important for us. It truly is. And yes, so let me just reintroduce myself, UK Health Radio. It's great to be your listeners. I've got a fantastic guest and she is zooming in all the way from Sweden. Well, if you're in Sweden, then she's not zooming in from Sweden. She's zooming in from where you live. But I'm in Wales, so it's definitely a zoom back and forth. Now, I've known this lady for a long time and watched her transform herself and her life. I mean, she whipped her Welsh self up and moved from Wales to Sweden with her hubby and just created a fantastic business out there that we're going to talk about. But this girl knows what resilience is. I mean, this girl is someone that just doesn't lay down and rock in the corner. She rolls her sleeves up. And trust me, if you're going to spend time with this lady, you're going to transform, because she knows what transformation, she knows the true asset of transformation in life. She really does. And without further ado, let me introduce a dear friend, I'd like to say. We share the same surname, so that's what makes it so unique for sure. The wonderful, the beautiful, the amazing. Claire Rees, let me bring it in. Claire, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh my gosh, I loved it all, Paul. I always, this is what really attracted me to in the first place, is your play with words. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you for inviting me. I'm really looking forward to this. And what an intro. Wow. I love it.
Firstly, thank you for giving the time. And here's the thing is that,
Beautiful.
in 2012, you shipped out of Wales, full Welsh lass, and landed in Sweden, 20 foot of snow, and all that that comes with it, with a dog sled in business, or started up a dog sled in business. Well done to you, for one. I mean, what a shift in life.
It was a huge shift, and I don't think at that time I actually realized what huge shift it was going to be and what the next 10, 12 years, what are we now, was it 12, 13 years, was going to actually bring me. You know, it was a no-brainer for me. Number one, I always wanted to emigrate. Number two, I was a project manager, and number three, the opportunity was there, and that's the type of person I was the, you know, if I, it's just all the jigsaw pieces came together. I fell in love, and just the project was ending, and it was like, yep, pack my bags, let's go. Everything fell into place, and so I just saw it as a normal step. Boy, was I wrong. It was huge, you know, and when you think about it and you just think of the journey, and me and my husband Richard, we look back at the journey and we think, how the heck did we do it? How did we do it? But like you say, it's resilience, it's motivation, it's moving forward. And then, but then with that, that's when all the problems started. Because all of a sudden, you're black sheep. You're out of the norm. Some people love it, some people absolutely hate it. And then it's when you actually figure out, and like this is what we're going to talk about, figure out your beliefs, your values, your habits, your behaviors. You figure out then how some things align and some things are not. And that's what I've done over the last 12, whatever years.
I mean, I know that part of your life was recorded, televised. I mean, I know there was part of a documentary. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we did a documentary called Escape the Wild. So people who actually moved from like the current day-to-day 9 to 5 mundane life, blah blah blah, and take themselves and living in the wilderness. Now, how the heck we did that, I don't know. And it's like we lived in a cabin in the middle of nowhere on the top of the mountain. I think it was 750 meters up, you know? And we didn't actually realize we lived off grid. And yeah, like Richard's a bushcraft instructor, so we got by, right? But we had no insulation in the walls. We actually camped out. He had me camping out for all those years, you know? You come home from work, it's -5 in the cabin, -5 in the cabin. But now we are living off grid again. And like I said before this, we're going to build, but we are still living off grid. And we're not living in a normal house like most people. We're living in two caravans, and Richard's built like insulated everything around us. We are living like that, but we live in a better quality life. But we moved on because do you know what, Paul? We've learned by our mistakes. We've learned, and we've learned by our failures. Now I see the word failure as a positive word because failure is a first attempt in learning. And so the failure we had, as long as you move forward and you learn by them and you don't make the same mistakes again, they're absolutely gold. They're absolutely a light bulb moment. They're gold. Evaluate it, move on. Don't do it again, move on. And by failing, you learned and you've tried and you've put that effort in.
Did you find, Claire, that, isolating yourself as a couple, because basically that's what happened. You then, of course, there's no family around. There's just the both of you. And every quirk, every positive, negative, every habit, everything gets truly highlighted because you're together in that place, in the isolation. Did you find that that was a huge part of, I don't know, your own growth? And also you can't just lean into family because you're there on your own. Did you find somewhat, isolated, but also did you find it a positive thing? How hard was that for you?
It was very hard, but when you hit it by here, we isolated ourselves. Now, when you isolate yourself, you're actually relying on your own thoughts, your own
Wow.
learnings, and you both of you together. You haven't got that outside influence. And if you haven't got a good outside influence, if you've got the wrong people around you, you've got
Yeah.
the bad advice. You
Wow.
should do this. You shouldn't do that. You know, that should word is like you should. Don't should all over yourself, you know. It's
Oh,
a
wow.
brilliant thing. Don't should all over yourself. Where if you've got those dynamics around you that don't align with your values, it can be a negative. If you've got the influences around you that align with your values, and that can help you move on. So this is the thing: if you're fitting in, or are you belonging? Now,
Wow.
when you fit in to the other people's values, and it's very judgmental. But when you belong, the people around you are accepting you for who you are as that individual, and vice versa, and you're going backwards. So for us, because especially for me and my dynamics that I was surrounding myself with, it was a
Yeah.
positive thing because I could do the things I wanted my way. Without those outside influence, I
Yeah.
still had outside influence because it was still this DNA is strong, Paul, and you know it. It's so strong. You always have these niggles in the back of your head, you know. And even now, day where I am now and how I've developed, I still get those niggles, you know. So it's learning how to deal with them.
Yeah.
So I still had niggles, but I didn't have the voices.
Wow.
To help you move on.
Yeah. Sorry, Claire. We do have a slight delay here because you're in the middle of nowhere and I'm not. But here's the thing is that, I mean, I know from, you've been many years in this transition of, I'm saying niching your transformational coaching skill. Because, and I know that for listeners, Claire has been had this a long old time. And the self development that you were in by moving to Sweden and by building a business in a completely different culture, because the Swedish are very kind of thinky people but very hidden at the same time. It's quite complex, Swedish people are, I have found. They seem very open, but yet are not, and are very proud and are very private, but yet seem very open. And yeah, it's quite an odd process that I found as the culture within Sweden because of the how complex they can be emotionally.
Absolutely. And this is where you look at your values and the people that you have around you. Because the type of people I have around me now, right now, especially in this culture, are the people who have actually been international, who've gone out to the world and come back in. It's very difficult, you know, as an outsider, I'll never fit in. Oh, I'll never belong. Let's change that word, and I'll never belong here. I'll fit in, especially to the normal Swedish person. But the people that I actually align myself in with business and personally are the people who have traveled because they've got a different mindset. And this was amazing for me because I think I try to force myself to fit in, and I become a different person that I didn't like. And this, and when you force yourself to fit in, what happens is anxiety fits it comes in, depression comes in. You're questioning yourself all the time because you're not fitting in, and you don't know why. Conflicts. Oh my days, the conflicts are just amazing, you know, because you're trying to fit into somebody else's world, but you're not fitting in. You're not fitting in because you'll always have that judgment of what you should and shouldn't do. So when you find that the people that you are around you, and I always think, how am I going to find the people? Well, it's easy. Well, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's actually being yourself and looking after yourself first. And once you start looking after yourself first, then your crowd will you know you find the people then. I've got a beautiful support mechanism now. Beautiful support mechanism. I'm so grateful for what I have. But I didn't go looking for that. It just found me because of what I was doing with myself.
And can I come in on that, Claire? Because you've said something there that really kind of resonated with my heartstrings, which is, finding yourself, this 6 months where we're now into month nine of this year, where I've basically taken 9 months out. So far, I've taken 9 months out. And many realizations I had, and listeners, give this some thought, is that I spent the last 20 years trying to please other people and trying to sell a product so other people can mend themselves. And nowhere in that did I mend me, and I found that in these last 9 months, realizing that basically I've lived a Paul Rees lie. The success I was looking for had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with people wanting people to like me. And self-value has been a big thing for me, and also acceptance has been a massive thing for me, also understanding, and that has helped me to understand other people in my life, from family, friends, and those basically that I assumed I was in business with, but were not in business with. And that can be from, a connection to what was potentially maybe a partnership. You realize that unless you're your true self, you're attracting in those who are not true to themselves. And that's been big for me. It truly has. But also, another big thing for me is understanding my makeup of Paul Rees, and that understanding my makeup has been to look back into, my family habits, which we're going to go into in a sec. But that was a big thing for me also. I'd like to say, listeners, that there's a lot of leaning into AI, and why I'm bringing AI into a subject that is as complex as transformational coaching is, people are, they are divorcing the one-on-one human-to-human coaching and going into, the reliancy of learning how to ask AI and ChatGPT the right questions to give them the answers that are sufficing their ego more so than anything else. Oh, that answer seems good to me. It feels good to me, but it may not be the an answer that comes from wisdom, comes from experience, which is exactly what Claire is bringing in. When we think about AI and ChatGPT, and we think about how far can that really support us as a human being? Does AI know anything about my mother and father? Does AI know anything about, my ex-wife and my past girlfriends, why I chose those girlfriends? Does AI know, about, I know, why I was bullied as a child in school? Does it get my nervousness getting onto my school bus? Does it get the, why I'm a twice suicide survivor? Does AI get why I spent probably the best part of my teenage life hanging out the glue bag and basically taking anything I could in order to, numb myself out of myself? When I think about all those things, will AI be able to tell me, well, hang about, Paul, let's go back to your family dynamics. How did that prevent you from being that coach you wanted to be for the last 20 years? I'm going to say this, listeners. I blew 20 years of my life trying to build a coaching business that actually had nothing to do with coaching, had everything to do with my insecurities. That's why I built the coaching business, because I was looking to be liked, because somewhere back there, in my family dynamics, there was definitely a fraction. I'm learning that at 57. I'm learning that. So when you think about, AI, you think about ChatGPT, and then you think about one-on-one coaching, there are pockets that there isn't a given hope in hell that AI could fill. And one of these is Claire Rees's business here, and who specializes in family conflict. And that was, that took a fair chunk of talk time there. But I really wanted to sort of inject that into the show, that there is nothing that's going to fill the space of what Claire Rees fills you on one-on-one coaching. Because when it comes to family conflict, it takes a way of thinking, a way of lived, an understanding of many years of life living, to understand the dynamics of what creates family conflict. And it does, Claire. And I know I took a chunk of time there, and I'm going to run us into a commercial here, because when we come back there, we're going to dive into the uniqueness of Claire's transformational coaching and her niche, her speciality into family conflict. So come back with us. We're going to be just 2 minutes here going through this commercial. And when we do, we're going to really dive into this wonderfulness of what Claire is bringing to her clients. Happy days. And we'll see you in no more than 2 minutes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back. Yes, you're with Paul Rees on UK Health Radio. And we have if you just joined us, go back to the beginning because there's some massive golden nuggets in the whole show because we have the amazing Claire Rees in from Sweden, who is a transformational coach. But you know what? That is too watered down for who she is. This lady specializes in family conflict and all the craziness that comes with that kind of entwinement. It is this full on. Now, Claire, I want to come, let's talk about, you know, there were many things that you could have gone into as a transformational coach because it's quite a broad title to hold. But you decided family conflict was what was your niche, was the core, you know, and it's very complex. It really is. But what kind of pushed you towards that speciality?
My experience, first of all, what I was going through, and I think like you hit the nail on the head. And can I just say, I'm sorry for whatever you've been through. And I love the way that you've actually come through it. Mm-hmm. And so the reason being is that I wanted to bring people from where you were to where you are now. Mm-hmm. And to actually see people develop, have the light bulb moment, it just gives me joy. Yeah. You know, it feeds what I need. It feeds mm-hmm. what I'm here for. And I just feel as if it's my calling because I most probably it's because of something from my childhood. I want to save people from going through what I've been through.
Wow.
I want so many people stuck right now. So many people stuck in not being able to follow their dreams, live their life at their own speed because of what they've been going through. And they mm-hmm. can't see a way out. In transformational coaching, we've got something called limited beliefs. Mm-hmm. And what limited beliefs is, it's something that's told to you time and time again that will limit yourself, that you won't believe you can move on.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's interesting how we are actually stuck in that from our family. Now, when I go back, in a coaching session, somebody will come up with something and I will say, like, let's go back to the first time that you felt that way. You'll always mm-hmm. go back to the childhood.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to point the finger at parents or grandparents or the person who's brought us up. I'm here because it's how we get out of it. They've most probably got their limited beliefs. They've got their family problems as well, you know? Yeah. But right now we have got the resources here so that people can actually follow their dreams their way
yeah.
and live their life in their way for a mm-hmm. better, healthier moment. The other reason is that myself and my husband have gone through 10 years of going back and forth court system in a coercive control and alienation behaviours court case. And what that does for you as a parent, a step parent, as the child, as the other person as well, it causes so many issues. And to dig deep into it and to move forward can actually give people, because look, you're here, you've been here, what did you say, 56 years? I've been on this world, in this world, 52 years. And Paul, it goes so flipping quick. It goes so quick. Do we really want to spend all the time feeling sorry for ourselves, being a victim?
Yeah.
Living a life of depression, anxiety, or do we want to enjoy it? Because I definitely want to enjoy it.
You see,
when I turned 50, I said to Richard, I feel a little bit wiser. When I turned 51, I said, well, I'm not that wise, but I'm going to live the life of my life my way, as happy as I possibly can.
And I'm with you, girl. I thought that about a couple of months ago, and I thought, you know what, I am doubling the length of my next 30 years to what I did the last 30 years. Yeah. And I'm going to be very selfish with it, for sure.
But let me just interrupt you there. You can't just decide it. You have to dig deeper into yourself to do it. And that's what I want to help people to do. I want to help people to do that, because these things with family conflicts are a rising epidemic. Oh, wow. You see it all over the world now. And I gave you stats earlier on. 1 in 4 children are alienated from their parents when parents are divorced. 1 in 10 people from a family are estranged. And that is just stats from a bullying family. So that person has been bullied out of the family.
Yeah.
1 in 10, and it's right on the rise. And the reasons are is because we're not looking deep into ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're expecting people to fit in. And I suppose it used to happen years and years ago. It would have happened, and everybody did fit in. But things, like we said, are changing. People are starting to live in different countries. Yeah. You haven't got that family where we're all together and living in the same street. You know, mom and dad living next door to brother and sister. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
People are just going. And this is where the family dynamics then are all changing, and you're not fitting in anymore.
I mean, it is. When we think of family conflict, the words that kind of resonate with me is, I wrote them down, which is loyal, guilt, fragile, which is, you know, where, and also I feel that you are having to please, people please. I feel that addiction to generosity, all these things come from, are built into family conflict. Is what I feel also, you know. And I can share when you say, you know, 1 in 4 children are estranged from the parent. I have 2 daughters that I rarely see. I'll say this, that when the divorce happened, my ex-wife done a good job of being sure. I was, and sometimes I'm going to share this, you know, when I watch shorts on TikTok and I see, you know, daughters hugging their dad, I get all emotional because I've not had that in that way. And I'm sitting there, you know, sobbing into this phone, watching all these daughters hug dads on his, and I'm thinking, well, my right as a dad got removed from my life without me having a say in that. And that family conflict, you know, I said to Deb, my wife now, that of 20 years, is that, you know, I feel I just want to write a kind of life story of who I am to my daughter, because they don't know who I am. They don't know what kind of person I am. They don't know my past, because they've never been exposed to that, because as far as they are concerned, more or less, you know, a dad is unnecessary. A dad is something that you don't need in life, which effectively is, as for them, has made a very unhealthy relationship to males in their life, because, well, you know, if we have children, I don't need a father, because that's why I was brought up. And I'm going to say this, you know, my children were stole from me and I didn't get a say in that. And it is hard. So when I think about that family dynamics of my 2 daughters who are rarely in my life, and I think, well, you know, how do I fix that? How do I, and I, you know, when I look at my own family dynamics, you know, I have a family where there's 4 siblings and a mother and father, but are we close? And I said this to my mother just some time ago. I said, we look like we're a close family, but there's nothing close about us at all. Mm. You know, do you feel, Claire, that there's a lot of this camouflage going on?
And you just, do you know what, you've just opened up like a huge can of worms, and I can really resonate with you there. And, you know, and I'm sorry you've gone through it. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, if you look at it, let's go to your children who are actually, now their lives are sort of a lie, because they are 50% you biologically. Wow. And that makeup of who they are, they don't know. And they most probably, if they have gone through coercive control is that they could be interested in something that's not theirs. Think about how that is affecting them as well. So those type of things then, and like you said, with the family dynamics of, and this is where we want to dig deeper into ourselves, our values and our beliefs and our behaviors and everything like that, because are we living a lie?
Yeah.
Are we putting a mask on to please other people? Mm-hmm. Are we doing things for other people so we're not living our true life? I've forgotten the word now. Sorry, brain fog.
I did that, Claire. You know,
you're actually living somebody else's life. You're not living your own life. So how can you be true to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So this is where you've got all these thoughts going into your head. Now you've got a choice here. You do something about it, or you keep going the way you're going. Do you want to do that? Are you happy doing that?
Yeah.
You know, do you feel that you're worth living the life you want to live? It's just like with the children, and statistics show when a child has been alienated from another parent that they will have relationship problems, they will have family problems, they will have depression, they will have anxiety, because actually they live in somebody else's life, not their own. Now, hopefully, as they get older, because there's more information out there, they're going to figure it out. And the only thing you can do right now as a parent is make sure that door is always open for them, so that you can talk truly with them. And this is happening with millions of people.
And that's
millions
really hard
of people.
There. You know, that you see what you said there, I get, you know, leave the door open. And many people have said that.
Yeah.
But also it leaves you feeling not good enough as a person. You know, when I was young, all I wanted to do was be a dad. I wanted to be a dad. I wanted to experience that dynamics. But then, you know, when you leave the door open and there's constant, there's nobody coming through the door. There's no children there. You know, and as a dad, and I'm sure there's other dads out there that experience this, when you're sending messages, how are you? And then it's 2 months later, you may get some reply. You know, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because as a human being, I feel not good enough. And I think, you know, wow, how come these two children who have maximum I've only lived 23 years have that kind of influence over me at 57 years of life experience, where I feel completely worthless as a person? It does that, and that family dynamics is it. And if I'm feeling that, and they are feeling that, but then have no reaction or have no empathy to that, it's like these family dynamics are just it's crazy. I would like to say it's crazy.
And do you know what? You're saying so much here now, and it's just like my brain is like working overtime. Richard, my husband, exactly the same. He hasn't seen his daughter for 3 years, and me and my son as well for 1 year. Didn't realize there's two stories here, and they're just so long. But let's have a look at Richard without his daughter for 3 years, and I can resonate with what you say. You know, every single day he waits for that phone call.
Yeah.
Every single day he waits for that love heart on his message that he sent 2 weeks ago, like you say.
Yeah.
And when he gets it, it's just like the best news ever. A love heart from his daughter makes his week, not just his day, makes his week, you know. But this is what we've been working on. And this is where my job comes in, is to help people look after themselves through this terrible traumatic time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a trauma, it's abuse, it's trauma. And I can see you're getting quite upset there, Paul.
It's a big one for me. This subject is
it's huge, Paul, and it's just awful. Yeah. And the system lets people down, and the system's not there to be equipped to help people. Mm-hmm. And you're going through it, and I tell you what, they are going through it as well. But what children have a really good ability to do is to survive. for now, until they get into their adulthood, until they start asking questions. They understand consequences when they're about 25 years old. This is when they'll start to think about these things. You know, when they're 25, consequences come in. Until that time, they're learning about consequences. And so this is what Richard and I have been working on, and what I've been working on with other people, is to look after yourself. So when those beautiful children come back into your life, that you are in the best place that their daddy or mummy once are.
Wow.
You know,
you're in
a place of, well, she did this and she did that and da da da. They don't want to hear that. I'm sorry, the kids do not want to hear it. They don't want to hear anything about their other parent.
Yeah.
They want to find who they are, where they belong. Mm-hmm. And to keep that door open and to be that beautiful, strong parent who knows exactly what they want to, exactly who they are, that is just going to blow their minds.
Wow. Let me do
and
this,
the
Claire,
relationship
because
then.
Let me do this because we didn't do it after the commercial, which is, how do we find you? What is your website, girl?
www.transformwithclairice.com, or you can email me at hello@transformwithclairice.com. So you put transformwithclairice.com and you'll Google it and you'll find me. So it's
and let me put out there, guys. So the Reese is R-E-E-S, R-E-E-S for the Reese. So it's
and my
transform
first name is Claire. Yeah, my first name is Claire. My surname is Reese. And it's unfortunately I'm married with a Reese. my name sounds like one name, you know, Claire Reese. I've had to really try and juggle with this.
it's amazing. And you know what? Again, coming back to this speciality in family conflict, having worn the cap and gown, being through the own University of Life Studies, you know, it's fantastic because you know so much. What we're going to do there, listeners, we're going to go into our second commercial year. When we're going to come back in, we're going to talk about the process of what Claire uses, what you'll experience, and all this wonderfulness when you touch into her amazing services, specializing in calm family conflict. So come back. We'll be here in about 2 minutes. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back. Yes, you with Paul Reese on UK Health Radio. Firstly, don't forget to listen to all the other presenters because there's some amazing shows going on this station. And secondly, if you just joined us, whiz back to the beginning because that's what's great about UK Health Radio. You can just download it, catch it right from the beginning because there are so many golden nuggets here with our beautiful guest, Claire Reese, all zooming in from Sweden. And this lady specializes in family conflict. Whilst we were in our ad there, we were talking about parent DNA, 50%. But also, let's go to the bigger picture there, Claire. You know, when, you know, how, you know, when you think about your clients coming to you, many, I guess, are just trying to unwind themselves and find out who they are. But then there's this whole, I'm going to say barbed wire emotion that you bring with you. So let's talk about what you do. But first of all, I'm going to call this out, www.transformwithclairice.com. hello@transformwithclairice.com. That's how you find this lady. All her social media links will be out with the show. But Claire, let's go into, you know, what am I going to experience, you know, and why, and when I come to you, what is really the bugbear that your clients are going through?
Right. So what you're going to experience, first of all, transformational coaching is not like therapy or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's actually what I'm going to give you is a safe place, a safe, non-judgmental place with a listening ear. So I'm going to listen to what you're going to do. I'm not going to solve your problems for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be asking you through tools I'm going to be asking you questions, and we're going to work out this thing together. I'm just trained to ask the right questions to help you dig deeper. You have got the right answers. Everybody's got the right answers. You know, to where you want to go in life. I'm not going to control that for you. That's your choice. And isn't that a beautiful place to be, to have a place just for yourself? Now, what I'm finding is that a lot of my clients are stuck. A lot of my clients are stuck in where they are. So that's where the personal dilemmas come from. So the personal dilemma is that they may want to move country. They may want to have, they've got a choice. They've got a problem with their spouse. They want goals and they don't even know how to achieve them. They're stuck. Now, when I dig deep into that stuckness, that personal dilemma, it always derives from the family conflict.
Wow.
So it comes from a place that they haven't looked at yet and they haven't tried to solve. Now, when we look deep into it and we figure out together what has happened in their life, and then, right, how are we going to move forward so that you can live that life on your on the way you wanted to do? Loads of people and judgmental. You can be judgmental when you give people advice and you don't even know it. As soon as you start giving a person advice from what your perspective is, you're being judgmental because that's from your perspective. Now, when you look at cognitive behavior, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, a human being will take in millions and millions and millions of bits of information every single day. Can you believe it? It's amazing.
Wow.
But the middle bit, so the middle bit is our experiences, our life, our beliefs, our values, our behaviors. That's our sieve of all those millions of information, and thousands will come out to make us the person we are today. And we're individuals.
Wow.
So to make us that individual is figuring out who we are as that individual so that we can live our life at our pace. And I keep repeating it. Now, when you get married or when you're in a relationship or when you're with a relationship is anything. We've got a relationship, Paul, you know, but you're going to do things that most probably irritate the heck out of me and vice versa. But as a relationship, we belong in this relationship because I'll accept you, you accept me.
Yeah. So, Claire, if I'm working with you, would I come on a weekly basis, fortnight, bi-weekly? We're over Zoom, obviously, when we work together. Do you have, you know, a set period of time, or do you like to work with, and you kind of, as you go along, you keep assessing?
And this is what I love about it. This is totally me. This is one of my skills, is I love flying by the seat of my pants. So how it works is totally up to you.
Yeah.
If you want one session with me, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And it could get you somewhere. It could get you a little bit. And just like James Clear says, if you improve yourself 1% every single day, you're going to make yourself, I think I can't remember the stats, 39 or 69, something like that, percent times better by the end of the year. So as long as you improve that 1%, it's gold.
Wow.
And I think as well, sometimes we expect too much too quick too soon. So if you just do a little bit, that's fine. Now, I work with 6 sessions and right now, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I've got an offer on right now for the whole of September.
What's that offer, girl? Let me get it. Let's get that offer out there. Where is it?
So it's £250 for 6 sessions at the moment until the end of September, or until I run out of spaces. So right now I've got, I've got 20 spaces, but I got 10 left.
Okay.
So as soon as those 10 spaces are filled, then the offer's over.
Let me throw this out there. Wait, so to listeners, you go to www.transformwithclairereese.com. That's R-E-E-S for the Reese. Will you find that offer on there? Or they can reach out to you from there.
Reach out to me.
Okay. Hello.
I've got to try and work out how to do that pop up website.
So let me put this out there. So it's hello@transformwithclairereese.com and reach out to her for that offer.
Yeah, and it's if you go to my social media, the offer's there as well.
You're on TikTok, girl? Are you on TikTok?
I'm on TikTok. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on.
Coolness. And all those links, listeners, will be going out with the show anyway when it gets advertised. Yeah.
But I want to come back and say, you know, family conflict is probably one of the most ingrained stress places that the majority of individuals live on a daily basis. And, you know,
absolutely. And I've had clients who have, you know, they are 60, 70 year old, and they've had to live their life by the way their parents have told them to live their life.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not happy. And isn't that, you know, isn't that sad that you've lived it because you don't want to upset? And this is where we're actually told as a society that you have to do what your parents say because they birthed you. They worked hard for you. Now, come on. When we choose to have children, we have children because we love children because we got that heart, but they don't know us anything.
Yeah,
children don't know us anything, you know?
I hear you. Yeah.
They really don't. We chose to have them. So
yeah.
They don't know us anything. So when you, and that society, that, oh, but she's your mother, oh, but she's your father, oh, but, you know, he's your brother. So what?
Yeah. Claire, this has been such a fantastic show. Thank you. And we are coming up to our last 30 seconds here. This has been
I can't believe it.
It goes so fast. So here we are, Claire Rees, transformwithclairees.com. Hello at transformwithclairees.com. She's an amazing specialist in family conflict. And I'm going to say personal dilemmas because they do marry together. But this girl knows it. So please reach out to her. She's such a beautiful human being. I love her. I've known her for a long time. But wow, when I saw you come up there on TikTok and talk about family conflict, I'm like, oh my word, I have to get on the show because this is what Claire is about. Thank you, Claire, for coming on, love.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me, and you too.
Happy days, listeners. It's been an amazing show. Love who you are. Love your family. If there's struggles, you know where to go now. The beautiful, amazing Claire Rees. Until this time next week, boom! Bye for now.
Emotions are your family.